Hello, we have cards for May 2nd and 3rd, 2022, and they are the Star, the Eight of Coins, and the Knight of Cups. In the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to love. Lord Alfred Tennyson. Someone wants to be the very best version of themselves for you, or you for them, or you for you. I like this heart-led little scene. The Knight of Cups brings a proposal, declaration, or offer, and today we are either the proposer or the proposee. The Star, number 17 of the major arcana, is often interpreted as a card of springtime, and at least in the northern hemisphere, it seems to be. There are blossoms blossoming. Thank you for the cherry blossom pictures, like ice cream for my eyes. Out here in the desert, even an aloe vera I've had for years shot up a tall stalk of buds for the first time. A heavenly body. We usually see on the traditional olden time star card a beautiful nude human kneeling by a pond, refreshing herself with clear water drawn up with one pitcher as she empties another onto the green grass. It's a very personal card. Above her, or his head, in a dark but starry sky, one six-pointed star stands out. The oversized six-pointed yellow star almost touches the head of the bather. In this position, to the left of the picture, this could be your ideal person or physical condition, or your own ideal self. Humans will never be perfect, but will always strive to be. There is a little red bird sitting in a green tree at ear level of the quiet, meditative human, as if whispering in her ear. Birds are said to be messengers from the spirit world. In the tarot, and in too many indigenous religions and cultures to list, specifically the cardinal. Spring training. The energy today is down to earth in the form of the hardworking Eight of Coins or Pentacles, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, relating to all things physical. We may very well be working to get ourselves into physical shape, the daily dedication energy of the card almost monotonous, but we're committed to putting in the work in order to achieve our own personal best. The Eight of Coins knows that the more we put in, the better we get. No matter what this real-life suit is referring to, work, art, craft, health, technique, and relationships, the dreamy Knight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is as romantic as the Eight of Coins is realistic. He or she also embodies the idealistic Aquarian DNA of the Star. Someone could be physically working on refining an offer, possibly of themselves to you, or your product, or you, or your product, to them, which, if the dedicated Eight of Coins is any indication, is getting better every day. Cups represent the heart in the tarot, and the Knight of Cups, male or female, is offering theirs. Labor of love is what I'm hearing. I also like seeing someone who loves what they do and are dedicated to it. I have an app that I sometimes use to detect energies from objects. It's meant for ghosts, but there's a setting that shows little green dots and dashes of energy emanating from objects. The things that really set it off are two antique Chinese dolls I bought at the swap meet for some reason, a painting, and a certain old and well-worn musical instrument. I find that interesting and inspiring. Someone has put their heart and soul into their art and life.